Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have the Four Corner Credit Union's President and CEO, Deirdre O'Gorman, on the program giving us the latest status. How's it going, Deirdre?
It's going well. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. I've been wanting to have you on the show for quite a while now because your credit union, for those folks who may not recognize the name right off the bat, it's been called labeled the Pot Credit Union, which I'm sure you're not very fond of. You're the president and CEO of this credit, of the Fourth Corner Credit Union. you are thrust yourself into quite a whirlwind here.
Yes, I did. But honestly, I feel like this is such an amazing opportunity to be on the right side of history. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to be part of this team of professionals. It's really a talented team that has been assembled to try to solve this problem.
Yeah, exactly. And so what is the latest? What's going on? I know there's a couple of lawsuits going. I mean, I'm not sure how much you can talk about those things because of legalities. But if you can just kind of bring everyone up to speed, what's going on here? I mean, denied federal insurance by the NCUA and then denied a master account by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. My gosh, it's just nuttiness going on. What's going on?
What's going on? Right. Well, honestly, right now we're on the court's timeline. So we're being patient, waiting to see what next steps are as far as how we can move this forward. Mm-hmm. But honestly, we're still working every day at the credit union. So we're trying to get operations ready. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that everything goes our way and we can open up our doors. So we haven't stopped.
Is there like an expected timeline of this? I mean, like you said, you're on the court's time right now, but do you guys have any anticipated timeline here?
Not yet. We're still working on all those details, but hopefully we'll start hearing something soon in the next few weeks.
Okay, good, good, good to know. And so, I mean, my initial thought when I was reading all this type of stuff, I mean, you wrote a great article in Seawater Cooler, and we'll talk about that in a little bit here, but I mean, why these denials? I mean, what's the holdup here? I mean, again, I don't know how much you can talk about because of the legalities, but I mean, do other startup credit unions encounter this type of scrutiny? What's your feeling here?
You know, honestly, I don't know if they have this much scrutiny or not, because I've never been part of a de novo credit union. Being granted the charter was such an honor because, to be perfectly frank, we hadn't had a credit union charter granted in the state of Colorado for over 10 years. So imagine, yeah, we don't have a lot of precedence there to be mm-hmm, able mm-hmm. to look upon to see what the difference is. Yeah. But what we did note is that the state of Colorado yep. was thoroughly involved in our application process. They were asking us questions. There was a lot of give and take. And we were so impressed by their just due diligence and thoughtful oversight of what we were trying to do. They really understand our business model forwards and backwards before they granted us the charter. So that felt like a huge accomplishment. Yeah. To be able to get that honor. And unfortunately, we just didn't feel like we were afforded the same opportunity with the Federal Reserve and the NCUA. Mm-hmm. We don't know if they really understand our business plan and if we got a fair review. And unfortunately, how they issued their denials, we weren't given the option to appeal internally, which of course is what everyone would prefer to do instead of, you know, have this on the public stage.
Yeah,
But unfortunately, this is all that we were left to be able to do to reopen the dialogue.
Okay, well, you're dealt the hand you're dealt with, so you gotta play it as it is. So and you guys are moving forward. You're doing a great job. So now you wrote again. We alluded to the column that you wrote in CU Water Cooler. And it's called "Telling the Fourth Corner Credit Union Story." I have it on my other screen here. And it really deals with compliance. And you say in the article here, in all your years of working with credit unions, you've never seen a more diligent group of folks dealing with compliance. And so, I mean, why is this? I mean, there are lots of things going on here. You're partnering with industry leaders. Martin Kenney's in the picture. I mean, can you give us a quick little summary of what's going on here with the compliance side?
You know, absolutely. So Martin Kenney, actually, he's so brilliant, and he's the architect of our compliance. And whereas most credit unions, I find, and banks for that matter, compliance is definitely a part of the fabric. It has to be. I mean, regulations and regulatory oversight is a part of running any financial institution. But the thoughtfulness in which Martin has approached this endeavor, especially with his years of experience in BSA and anti-money laundering, our technology, our core platform, everything that we have done really has compliance as at its center.
Right.
I even have a group of individuals that are an investigations unit that take our compliance out from behind the desk and out into the field. So I actually have field agents going out and to be able to inspect these businesses to make sure they're compliant. Because at the end of the day, we only want to bring good actors into the payment system. Yeah. We want to make sure that we follow the Cole Memorandum and we only allow people that are really wanting to be serious mm-hmm. and be professional and have access to the electronic payment system.
Got it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense there. And now, because of your affiliation with the marijuana business and the social stigma that it has going, I mean, do you feel like you guys have to go the extra yard? I mean, you mentioned that you have special investigators going out and working with these businesses to make sure they're legit and all that type of stuff. Do you feel that you have to go the extra yard for this type of business?
Yeah, that's a good question. Honestly, the team that's been assembled is so professional, and honestly, I think they would go the extra mile at anything that they would try to take on. So I don't necessarily know if that's unique to this case, but of course, we realize that all eyes are watching, and so we would want to make sure that we would do everything, set a new standard. Mm-hmm. So that no one would question anybody who had an account with us, that they would know that we had done our due diligence and that they were good actors to be part of the larger banking system.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And in the column, you go into detail about your membership, which I think was kind of very enlightening, and it's not what people really think. Can you tell us about this, about your field of membership?
Absolutely. So I think any CEO of a credit union understands that you have to have diversity in your portfolio to be able to weather any financial storms that comes your way.
Of course.
And so to have a financial institution concentrated in one industry would be remiss and irresponsible. Mm-hmm. So how we've divided it is that essentially the most of our accounts would come from auxiliary businesses. I don't think a lot of people really understand how many businesses serve the cannabis industry in different ways. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, lighting companies, plumbing companies, agricultural companies, even Home Depot. and so I don't think people realize how many of those accounts are actually being shut down because of their even arm's length affiliation with the industry here in mm-hmm. Colorado. Mm-hmm. So those would primarily make up the bulk of our accounts. So in a lot of ways, we'd be a commercial credit union. But we also would have the supporters of this social movement. There are so many individuals that have either work in the industry or support the industry and what we're trying to do because they have children that have medical issues that have been denied access.
Yeah.
And they want to support a credit union that believes in the same things that they do about personal liberties and getting medical access to mm-hmm. this plant.
Good point. Now, here's the $1,000 or the $64,000 question. Why did you become CEO of this credit union? I'm sure you had opportunities elsewhere, but this one, why this one?
You know, there's so many reasons, honestly. I think that the core, like I had mentioned before, I really wanted to be on the right side of history on this one. And as a mom and someone who's seen these stories, like with Paige Figge and her daughter, who developed Charlotte's Web, I felt just compelled to try to help solve this public safety issue, help these children get access to this plant, mm-hmm. and help move the national conversation forward.
Yeah.
And there's not many times in your career that you're able to do something like this. And so it's an honor to be chosen as the CEO of this great credit union.
Very cool. All right, to wrap up here, the heart of the matter here, at least probably from maybe the layperson or somebody just kind of looking outside in, is it seems to be a social stigma, you know, because obviously it's, you know, marijuana's been illegal for a long time, but now in Colorado it's legal. You know, is this a predisposition for, starting a credit union? I mean, what, from your perspective, how do you see this?
Well, and I don't know if people realize the history of this plant and how actually it's been part of our culture for over 1,200 years, mm-hmm. or sorry, 12,000 years.
Yeah.
Our forefathers grew hemp. I mean, this isn't a plant that just all of a sudden just popped up. It's something that's been part of. I was a history undergrad in college, so
cool.
Believe me when I could go down the rabbit hole with you if you had a lot of time. But I honestly think that at the end of the day, there are 43 states that are currently breaking federal law because they have some type of cannabis or hemp-friendly law on their books. You know, the train has left the station. It's time for us to be proactive mm-hmm. and be innovative in this space. And I think the credit union charter is the perfect charter to do this because we serve the underserved.
Yep.
We believe in the mission of our members. And I couldn't think of any other way to do this but be the credit union of the cannabis and hemp industry.
Of course. I mean, it's a business opportunity. It's legal in the state. I mean, it's a business opportunity. Why not move forward with it? So,
Right. Wow.
I mean, you have your work cut out for you, Deirdre. sounds like you guys are doing a pretty good job, though.
It is. Every day I have to think in new ways. It's pretty great.
Very cool. Making history. All right, Deirdre Gorman, thank you. O'Gorman, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. And keep us posted. What's happening next? We would like to see what's going on here.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you so much for having us on today.
You're very welcome.